on the record. Okay, the court will take up the case State of Utah in the interest of Daniel Conrad. Let's have everybody who will be participating identify themselves. Start over here.
Mike Godfrey, D.C. Affairs.
Julie Ledge, Assistant Attorney General.
Sir, state your name.
Dave Conrad.
And?
Mary Conrad.
Okay.
Michael Jorgensen, Guardian Ad Litem.
Okay. We're here for a review. Where are we on this case, ma'am?
Well, Your Honor, I believe a court report has been submitted to the court.
It has.
I guess the
and I have read it, and the attachment from Dr. Armstrong.
Okay, and the growth chart.
I guess yes, and I've seen the growth chart.
Well, Your Honor, I think the issue that we'd like to address today, really the only issue, is the parent's refusal to sign the service plan.
Okay.
And as you know, the last time we were in court, we adjudicated, the court made certain orders and asked us to prepare a service plan. The service plan that was prepared is reflected in the court report today. It, but the parents have refused to sign it and have proposed an alternative.
Have you got a copy of the actual service plan you want them? May I have that, please? Yeah. And have they seen this?
Yes. Okay. Yes, it's been presented.
Mr. and Mrs. Conrad, have you seen this child and family plan?
Yes.
You have, ma'am? Sir, have you?
Yes.
Okay. I have read their proposed alternate service plan as well. In fact, I think I read everything he's filed. I haven't looked at all the emails, all the websites, but I have read every document that he's filed. So, ma'am, you think we just simply need to have the service plan, a service plan of some sort signed today. Is that the state's position?
That's what we would ask, Your Honor. Okay. As they brought the child with him today, he is doing much, much better. I think our biggest concern continues to be whether there was any sort of a physiological cause for his condition at the time, and the developmental delays, whether he's progressing normally, whether there's some additional types of therapy, occupational, physical therapy that might assist him to catch up to where he should be. And once we get there, Your Honor, we wouldn't see any need to continue to be involved in this case. I if you've read Dr. Armstrong's letter, though, you kind of get the gist of our concern. If we walk away today, as the Conrads would have us do, he's not convinced that they would continue to monitor Daniel's progress.
Mr. Jorgensen?
I agree entirely, Your Honor. I think the child's doing better. Again, what's going to happen when we walk away? Conrads, as far as I can see, accepted no responsibility for this child's position, condition the child was in previously. And I think the court needs to continue to order that.
All right. Mr. and Mrs. Conrad, I'll hear you. Any comments about, now I have read your proposal, which is simply throw the case out, say everything the state did was wrong, and go away. Not highly inclined to go that route, since this is a stipulated set of facts with the relief that was clear at the time the facts were stipulated to, and the child, according to Dr. Armstrong, could well have died had the state not done something. I realize that you want to pursue your attempt to get rich by suing everybody, but the fact of the matter is you took the child to Primary Children's. He wasn't ordered there by me. Because you wouldn't come into court at the time. So now what you want me to do is just, again, do nothing. I'm not really inclined to do that. I have read through their proposed service plan. I just wanted to make sure we were all doing off the same copy today. And it appears to me to be reasonable. The goal is not to make you folks comfortable. The goal is to protect that child. And I don't know if the child's protected, because I read Dr. Armstrong's statement, and you're not cooperating at all with him. He's not been able to examine the child. All he does is get to weigh it. Well, Daniel deserves better. And if you two aren't willing to do it,
Your Honor,
we'll need to discuss it.
That's not true.
Mary
has been taking Daniel into the clinic on a weekly basis. Dr. Armstrong has been free to do whatever he wants.
Well,
but the fact of the matter is
okay, hang on. Let's not move to the fact of the matters here. The Conrads have never requested medical care from me, have not asked for my opinion as to Daniel's care. They have never made an appointment with me, but Mrs. Conrad has brought Daniel by the office for frequent weight checks. Mr. Conrad has not spoken to me for weeks since I refused to endorse his opinion that Daniel was entirely out of danger during a meeting with DCFS personnel. I do not feel that the Conrads consider me their physician. I've not billed them for any services. Doesn't sound to me like, I mean, Dr. Armstrong may be lying, but this, given, but I'm not really highly inclined to believe that Dr. Armstrong,
Your Honor.
And by the way, I know his name. I don't think I would recognize him from Adam. If he were in here today, I wouldn't know who he was. But he's a medical doctor in the state of Utah, and he's saying that. Now, that isn't a description of parents who are trying to keep their child safe.
Your Honor.
Go ahead.
Dr. Armstrong is lying, and we can prove that he's lying. We've submitted overwhelming evidence to the court that he is lying.
Well,
in fact,
I've read your overwhelming evidence.
Yes.
And it is underwhelming. It is not overwhelming.
Well, okay? we could have witnesses subpoenaed.
You got to have relevant witnesses.
We have signed affidavits.
And envoys and signed affidavits are not relevant opinions. What we need to do in this case is this. Okay, and it's really simple, and I told you this, folks, a couple months ago. DCFS wants you to go through some things. You need to do some doctor visits. You need to have some things checked out. You do that. You do that. Everything comes up clean, and just exactly what she says is the state will be out of your life. But right now, it appears that you're not willing to do that. You folks stipulated. You agreed to the relief that I granted in this case, and now you've changed your mind.
We did not agree to it, Your Honor.
Sir, I was here.
So
I know
you
may accuse me of lying, but, sir, this was a stipulated set of facts. There was nothing to dispute. The state argued for dependency. You folks agreed, and we did it. And that's what this order is. Now, you've got an appeal of a stipulated set of facts where everybody knew up front what was going to happen. I told you that all we want to do is make sure the baby's okay. And that's all I want to do in this case. I don't want to harass you folks one bit, but you got to cooperate, which means you got to take the doctor, you got to go take this child to doctors, the doctors have got to examine the child, and they've got to come back and write opinions that say that the child's okay. When we do that, we're done. We probably, had you cooperated, we probably could be done today, instead of you're having this discussion.
Your Honor, the baby was checked out at Primary Children's Hospital under compulsion by the state to the tune of $40,000. And when he was brought back, Dr. Armstrong wrote a report that said, we've ruled out any medical reasons for treatment for this baby. I will monitor him, see how he does. And neither DCFS, the state, nor the hospital caught the real cause of Daniel's trouble in the first place, which was carbon monoxide damage as a result of a state-trained licensed inspector having passed the house off as being safe and issuing a certificate of occupancy.
And that's your lawsuit that you want to get rich. I understand that.
No, actually, you know, I don't care about getting rich. I just
well,
be thrilled
Mr.
to have
Conrad,
the state of Utah.
If you really didn't care, then why are we even bringing it up? Let's assume you're completely right. Let's assume that the child's problem was because of a carbon monoxide problem. Why won't you simply allow the state to do these tests?
Your Honor, that's ridiculous. The state.
No, it's not. It's not ridiculous.
It is, because the state's incompetency caused the carbon monoxide problem.
Okay.
The state refused to acknowledge that. Their medical partners refused to acknowledge that, and now they come along and they say, you're the incompetent ones, and we need to take care of you.
You chose the doctor. You chose to take them to Primary Children's. I didn't order that. You chose to take them up there. You selected the doctors you thought were best. You selected Dr. Armstrong. I didn't order Dr. Armstrong.
Your Honor.
Did I?
You know that we were compelled to do that by the state.
Who compelled you?
We were compelled to do that by the state.
Who compelled you?
DCFS.
They didn't compel you
at
all.
Did. You know what they did? They knocked on our door.
Mm-hmm.
and said, we want to see the child.
And in your and you said no.
That's right. And had I said yes, guess what would have happened?
Well, I don't know what would have
happened.
They
probably wouldn't have liked the looks of the child. They didn't realize you'd been improving the past couple of weeks. They didn't realize you'd been healed by a priesthood blessing. And they probably wouldn't have liked the looks of him. They probably would have come back and gotten a warrant to remove him and maybe all of our children had I let them in without a warrant. So instead, I took steps to prevent that.
So you took him voluntarily to Primary Children.
Under compulsion.
This is Dr. Armstrong's letter. I was allowed to see Daniel for the first time that night and was extremely alarmed by his condition. I wondered if he would live more than several days. I don't recall ever seeing a more critically ill appearing infant in a home environment. Now, all this past history, the bottom line is this. We are to the point where a service plan is appropriate. You folks have two options at this point. You will be in contempt of court if you refuse to comply with the service plan. I'm going to ask you about portions of the, and by the way, sir, this is not just you that's in contempt, it's also your wife. So, we're going to go through the service plan. I'm going to make decisions as to what is in the best interest of the child today, which is what the law says I have to do. If you two fail to comply with the service plan and it's brought to my attention, I could find you in contempt. And there's a whole range of things I could do at that point, all right? But the bottom line is, I would expect if you really care about Daniel, you'll simply go through and do these things because there's nothing in this service plan that's going to harm Daniel in any way. Only things that's going to help him. So if you'll turn to your service plan, we're going to go through it right now.
Before you do that, Your Honor, may I make a couple of statements? What you just read from Dr. Armstrong was based on a 30-second exam in a darkened room while Daniel was sleeping, which conflicts with reports that are also in the file from other doctors who had seen him that, one doctor who had seen him that very day, who said, and this is in the repudiation of the DCFS order. This is a quote. Well, you have it in the file. He said, naturally, Daniel is not in immediate danger. That also conflicts with the exam of the doctor in the emergency room of Primary Children's, who found him to be in stable condition as far as respiratory, heart, blood pressure, et cetera, et cetera. And it also conflicts with Dr. Armstrong's first report that he wrote after we returned from the hospital, which is in the file, that says, Daniel has been thoroughly examined at Primary Children's. I'm confident that no medical situation has been found for which he needs medical care. I'll be happy to monitor his progress.
Okay. Going to page, it's point one, paragraph one on child and family needs. State's requesting that I order that need number one be met. Need number one is David and Mary Conrad need to follow any recommended medical, developmental, and nutritional steps to ensure Daniel's continued progress physically, developmentally, and mentally. They've given us a series of steps that they want me to order that you two participate in. We're going to go through each of those steps. Step 1.1 is the Conrads will take Daniel weekly, unless otherwise authorized by Dr. Armstrong, to Dr. Armstrong's office for a checkup on his health, weight gain, blood nutrient, and vitamin levels, etc. They will follow Dr. Armstrong's recommendations regarding Daniel's care and will not make changes to Daniel's diet or care without Dr. Armstrong's prior approval. Ms. Conrad, are you willing to do that or not? Ma'am?
Yes, I believe I have.
Okay, sir, are you willing to do that or not?
Well, Dr. Armstrong has basically been weighing the baby since he got
See,
back.
I ask a question. It's a yes or no. Are you willing to do that? That's clearly in the best interest of the child to monitor this child. no one can argue.
It depends on what the doctors say. In the past, doctors have recommended things that were harmful today. Okay. And I'm going to read my response to that request.
Okay.
We explained to Dr. Armstrong that Mary has been, this is in response to references regarding nutrition and vitamin supplementation. Here is an excerpt from my 32808 letter to the judge. We explained to Dr. Armstrong that Mary has been breastfeeding over a course of 15 years, 10 solid years of breastfeeding within that time frame, and she has always been able to produce as much milk as was needed, even for large, hungry 18 to 24 month olds. And the health and vitality of our other four children has been strongly evident. See enclosed pictures. We explained that we strongly believed that her milk was superior to the man-made substances that were being supplemented, and believed that it would be best for Daniel if he were to get more and more of Mary's milk and be weaned off those other substances. Dr. Armstrong said he was all right with that, and Daniel has been getting more and more of Mary's milk, less and less of the other things, and is now almost exclusively back on just Mary's milk. That was back in 32808. The DCFS will probably have a problem with the fact that we have discontinued the vitamin supplementation. I would like to point out that I happen to know a lot more about vitamins, vitamin supplementation, and their physiological interactions in the body than they do, and than many medical doctors do. I have had extensive education and training in nutrition and vitamin therapy. If you were to ask the good people at DCFS and even many medical doctors to tell you which of the vitamins are fat-soluble and which of the vitamins were water-soluble, they probably could not tell you, let alone tell you the significance of that. Unlike the water-soluble vitamins that your body can get rid of if given too much, thereby avoiding the danger of overdosing, the fat-soluble vitamins cannot be gotten rid of, and very serious, harmful, and even dangerous effects of overdosing can occur. Well, I noticed in the last vitamin panel that was done that Daniel was nearing the levels where overdosing could occur. So to protect Daniel from those harmful effects, I halted Daniel's supplementation of those fat-soluble vitamins. I know that Mary's diet is excellent and that she has plenty of those fat-soluble vitamins, along with all the others in her milk, which is the safest way to give our precious Daniel the nutrients that he needs.
Okay, for the record, I did read that yesterday. Okay, is that a yes, you're willing to do it, or a no?
It depends on what they recommend.
In this case, I am ordering that you comply with 1.1. I find specifically that does conform to something that would be in the child's best interest.
Are you saying that the doctors
I'm
know
saying
better than us at what's best for Daniel?
Sir?
Your
child was nearly dead. Now, he looks pretty good today. The doctors, and if you have a problem with something they ask you to do, you can certainly bring it back. But there is absolutely nothing wrong with this request by DCFS. This is clearly in your child's best interest. Now, we're going to move on to 1.2.
He was not nearly
dead. Mr. Conrad, we're moving on to the next one. 1.2. Conrad's will arrange for Daniel to receive an assessment with early intervention to determine whether occupation and or physical therapy, etc., is needed. They will follow any recommendations given by the assessment. Ma'am, are you willing to do that or not?
I want to respond to that.
I will let you, but I want your wife to... You would dominate everything. I want her to have a chance to say something. Go ahead, ma'am. Are you willing to comply with that?
Yes.
Okay. Sir, are you willing to?
I'm going to respond.
I've read your... if it's the same as what you wrote, I've already read
the court. The court hasn't heard it.
Okay, then read it.
In response to references regarding physical therapy, here is an excerpt from my 32808 letter to the judge. The DCFS will probably have a problem that we did not employ the services of a physical therapist to show us exercises for Daniel. Shortly after returning from the hospital, when Daniel was sufficiently strong enough, and knowing that unlike our previous four children, Daniel had a lot of catch-up to do from a neuromuscular-skeletal standpoint, I placed Mary and Daniel on a realistic and effective exercise program to strengthen Daniel's neck, limb, and postural muscles. The exercises are done for a few minutes whenever Mary gets the opportunity, several times per day, for a total of 15 to 30 minutes per day. I have had extensive training and experience in biomechanics and exercise physiology in chiropractic college and in my practice. Additionally, I have personally been exercising vigorously since the age of 12, at which time I ordered the Charles Atlas exercise program, ad from the old comics book, The Insult That Made a Man Out of Mac.
Okay, sir.
If you recall,
sir, I'm going to interrupt you. I have read that. I am reading along with you, okay? I understand that's your position. We are not going to have you go ahead and continue reading that document, okay? I am going to find as well on that, that that is a reasonable request by DCFS in the best interest of the child, and you are to do that. The third.
Who's going to pay for that, Your Honor?
I'm not sure. You've told me in the past you're indigent. I'm assuming you've applied for Medicaid or Medicare. Because you filed a document that if it were the truth, you're poor. And so I assume if that's really the case, then you could probably go down and talk to the state, give them that information, and you go on, you get medical cards. I'm assuming that's what's going to go on, because remember, I appointed the public defender in this case, unless you lied to me about your indigency status. Did you lie to me about that?
No.
Then you should qualify for medical cards. If you qualify for medical cards, state of Utah pays for that. If you lied...
I'm not sure, because do they not require income tax returns, et cetera?
Well, so if you told the truth,
well,
we
there's been a change
problem.
In employment from last year, so...
Well, no, this was 2 or 3 months ago, because it
right.
was the appeal
that's right.
that you filed saying you were indigent. I found you were indigent because of the information you gave me. I'm assuming that if you told the truth, you'll get a medical card. You can go on welfare. I mean, you can get that kind of stuff, all right? That's what we'll pay for. Now, 1.3. If occupational or physical therapy is needed for Daniel, the Conrads will work with therapists to learn and implement any needed follow-up activities or therapy that they can provide as parents in the home. They will work actively with said therapists. Okay, so if 1.2 proves to be positive, they find there's a problem, it says that you've got to work with the occupational physical therapist. Ma'am, are you willing to do that as well? If they come and say, and of course it's if they say there is a problem, there may be no problem. Are you willing to do that, ma'am, or not?
Yes.
Okay, sir, are you willing to do that or not?
Your Honor.
Yes.
We were compelled to have $40,000 worth of care.
Sir,
already.
We have plowed that ground today. We're not yes. replowing it. That's your lawsuit.
And
it's long since passed. You can sue Primary Children's. You can sue the state. You can sue the world. We're doing stuff here for Daniel, not for you to get rich or to get money back or do whatever. So I'm going to find specifically on 1.3 that that is something that is in the best interest of the child. Of course, Mr. Godfrey, it's if they find something that there's a need for. If there's no need, then 1.3 goes away.
Yes,
1.4, Conrads will follow up with endocrine service or follow up on secondary hyperparathyroidism due to vitamin D deficiency by calling this number, the 801-587-3922, for an appointment to be set up as soon as it can be arranged. Daniel was recommended to get this follow-up testing done by May. Conrads will follow through with any recommendations given as a result of this test. Ma'am, are you willing to call that number and arrange and have your child submit to that test?
Well, Your Honor, I don't believe that's necessary because Dr. Armstrong set up a test for us to go to do in Mount Pleasant at the hospital. We did that test to test for hyperparathyroidism, I believe, and his test came out fine.
But is the state aware of any, because if he's done the test, we don't need, and if it came out clean.
We get the results, Your Honor, we'd be happy to review
Ms.
it.
Ms. Monson, you were waving
could,
at me.
Could we put the wording in, unless otherwise acknowledged by the doctor, would not be necessary? Because
yes.
these are recommendations
if,
by the doctor. Yeah,
ma'am, that's a good point if that you raised. If Dr. Armstrong's done this test, there's no reason to go through and do it over again. If it's the same test, the same thing, I don't want it done. You don't have to do the thing twice, okay? You're saying you believe he has done that test. Is that correct?
Okay. Right.
Then we will modify that.
And the results are in the court file.
Okay.
Under letter to the judge, dated 3/28/08.
I'm going to write on this, if Dr. Armstrong reports that this test has been done, then it need not be redone. Okay. With that change, ma'am, are you willing to agree to it?
Yes.
Okay, sir, are you willing to agree to it with that change?
Well, I know the test was done.
Okay, then the answer is yes.
Levels were normal.
Okay. He's answering yes in this case. It's also in the child's best interest. Number five, if further medical and or nutritional help is needed to assist Daniel in improving and progressing in his health, weight, and or development, the Conrads will cooperate with this and actively coordinate with their doctor on any recommended follow-up. Of course, if nothing is recommended, then you don't have to do anything on this, but if something is recommended, you would need to follow up. Ma'am, are you willing to do that?
Now, we do follow a strict vegetarian diet. Suppose our doctor recommends.
And I think they can accommodate. I think they, if they're a vegetarian family, that's fine. And they can accommodate that. I don't have any problem with dealing with vegetarians. Okay.
Just ask one question, because I was confused by Dr. Armstrong's letter, and then this refers to their doctor. So is Dr. Are we referring
This is Dr. Armstrong still. Yeah, he's in charge.
Okay.
But he can accommodate your vegetarianism. I don't have any problem with that at all. Okay, and he can come up with other things to do that. That's fine. Okay. Sir, are you willing to agree to this with that warning that if he does have something he needs, as far as, and it'd be towards, don't expect you to eat meat if you're vegetarians. That's just fine. You know, you'll have to do whatever he says, but he'll have to accommodate that. And I think that's reasonable. Are you willing to agree to this or not?
If it was something that I thought would not be in Daniel's best interest, that would not be helpful for him, I wouldn't be comfortable with it.
Okay. In this case, I'm going to put a note on this. Write note. The doctor should accommodate their vegetarianism. Okay? And Mr. Godfrey, you need to talk to him about it. If they're vegetarians, that's just fine. He can work some other regimen out. All right.
Yes, sir.
1.6. The Conrads, and I'm again finding that that's a reasonable way to approach that, and it's in the best interest of the child. 1.6. Conrads will follow up with Primary Children's genetics team regarding ruling out the possibility of Kabuki syndrome by calling the 801-581-8943 to arrange for a follow-up appointment to be scheduled for the end of August. It will follow further recommendations to rule out or confirm the syndrome and make sure Daniel is receiving any additional help to overcome or improve his condition if he is diagnosed with Kabuki syndrome or any other type of genetic or neurological problem. Now, I've read all of his material. If what he says is true, this is such a long shot that it's just, I mean, this is a really, really big long shot, if what you've written to me in these papers is true, and I'm not disputing it. Ma'am, recognizing that this is a long shot that someone wants to take, are you willing to have your son submit to that test so that he can be simply ruled out?
The problem is there is no definitive test for it. They list five different things and say if you have 4 out of 5, then
that may be the test. And they just simply need to examine him and see.
Now, actually, the doctor himself said there's no way to prove whether someone has this or not. This is a disease, you can look it up on Google, that reported 150 people in the world out of 6 billion this disease.
I just acknowledge this is a super long shot.
And he came into our room with his super long shot theory and told us how he thought that he might have this. Of course, you've got to remember, none of them ever acknowledged carbon monoxide poisoning, but instead, he tells us he might have this. We can't ever prove that he has it or not, but and then for his visit to our room, uninvited, and for writing a 5-page report, he charges $588.
So, are you saying that
he said, come back and see me again in 6 months, just so I can see him again.
Okay, and that's the visit in August. Are you willing to go and take the child up to have the visit in August?
No.
Ma'am, are you?
I don't see any reason for it.
Okay, in this case, I am going to find that that would rule out this real long shot. It simply requires one visit in August to do, and I'm going to find that's also in the child's best interest. He could be the 151st.
It doesn't rule it out. The doctor's report said there's no way to confirm whether or not a person has this disease or not.
Okay, I'm ordering you to take him for the one visit the end of August and see what they say at that point. I think that would rule that out, and I'm recognizing, Ms. Lund, that is, from everything I've seen, a long shot. The last of the things is, a DCFS caseworker will monitor progress towards this objective through monthly contact and support services. That simply means that they're going to continue to come at least monthly to the house, take a look at things, see how he's doing, check up with the doctor, and I assume you don't have any objection to that, Ms. Conrad?
No.
Okay, Mr. Conrad, any objection to that? Pardon me?
That's fine.
All right. So that's the service plan. With those modifications, if you choose not to sign the service plan, that's fine. I'm ordering it anyway. If you would like to sign the service plan, you can. Mr. Jorgensen.
One other issue, I'd like to see the service plan, Your Honor, if they execute appropriate medical releases so that we get the information from Dr. Armstrong.
Oh, have they done that or not? Okay. Because normally that's done way up front. If you haven't done that, you need to...
I remember Annette Monson having us do that.
If you haven't, it needs to be done. I would assume it's been done, Mr. Jorgensen.
I believe it has because I've seen some of those reports
because
in the court file.
It comes so soon in the process that if you haven't, you need to just do that. Ma'am, would you like to sign it or not? Okay, it's ordered with regard to you. Sir, do you want to sign it or not?
No.
Okay, this is the service plan. If you'd like to take it, go ahead and make copies of it.
Your Honor, would you like to have a closer look at Daniel?
No, and I'll tell you why. I've been watching him today. He appears to be a very normal, although extremely well-behaved baby, all right? He's hardly fussed at all in here. But I'm not a baby expert, even though I have 8 kids and 7 or 8 grandkids, okay? But I'm not a baby expert. I rely on other people, okay? And he looks to be fine, but I don't know, because I'm not a doctor, and I think I've told you that before, that I'm not a doctor. Well, I'm of law, but not of the other stuff. And so the doctors are going to tell me what he looks like. Today, you're looking good. But that doesn't mean he's got some problem that may not be there from carbon monoxide poisoning, that's what's going on, that we need to address. And that's what we're really here for, is to try to come up with, let's make sure that Daniel really is fine. And as soon as we do that, state's out of the case, we're moving on.
Your Honor?
Yes, sir.
You consider yourself to have been a competent parent all these years?
Sir,
and a grandparent.
Because you probably want to talk to my wife, and I'm not sure that I'd want to hear what my wife has to say about me.
Do you think that having the exhaust pipe of your furnace being passed off is safe?
That's your lawsuit again. That's your lawsuit again.
And you that's what all the doctors except for me on this case thus far have said this isn't a problem.
Okay.
Now, if you see that that's a problem, you're more competent than they as a doctor.
Mr. Conrad, I've already told you. It appeared to me that was the problem. I told you that in one of our earlier hearings. But regardless of that, I'm not a doctor. I'm also not a building inspector. When I had my water heater changed, I paid $50 for a stinking building permit so they could have somebody come by and inspect it. And I hope he inspected it well, not just because of what you said, but because I got those kids there once in a while, and now they're all married and we're having grandkids, and I don't want them hurt either. So I'm with you 100%. If that's what the cause of it was, it shouldn't have happened.
Well, the doctors all disagree except for me, so maybe you're smarter than the doctors.
But the bottom line is, we're going to get through this thing. My strong advice to you two would be cooperate with this. We'll come back for review in 3 months. If things are looking clean, at that point you can ask for the state to get out of your lives. If things are not looking clean, we can go from there. Even if they are looking clean, the state may say we want to go 3 more months because usually they ask for 6 months of monitoring where you're under the service plan. But I would guess 6 months from now, if there's been no problems and you folks have been cooperating, the state of Utah with regard to DCFS will be out of your lives. Okay. If you don't cooperate, then you'll get to come back sooner on an order to show cause, and I'll find out whether or not you're going to be placed in contempt and what we do from that point. Let's just cooperate is my real advice. No, you don't like it, but cooperate. Let's get this done. Let's do whatever we can for Daniel and be finished with it. We need a review in 3 months. 3 months from today is the my October 21st date. Mr. Jorgensen, is that good for you?
It is, Your Honor.
Mr. and Mrs. Conrad, is that good for you?
Is that a Tuesday?
Yes, sir.
Can you do it at 3:30 or later?
Nope, I can do it at 3.
Okay.
Latest we do appointments is 3, and we can do a 3.
3 o'clock on which date again?
The 21st of October. Ms. Lynn, does that work for you?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay, all right. Ms. Lynn, if you'll prepare an order from today, that would be good.
Yes.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it. I would like, we're going to make a copy of this right now, the one I've written on, okay? And we'll get a copy to you two and to Ms. Lund right now, if you make this copy. So don't leave, ma'am, until you get a copy of it. Okay?